everyone.
大家下午好。
Let me say early Christmas to you.
让我现在先跟你们说，提早跟你们说圣诞节快乐。
May the peace and joy of this Christmas season be with you all.
在这个圣诞的季节，愿你们都有平安和喜乐。
Today I want to speak to you a psalm from the Psalm of Ascent.
今天我要跟你们分享一篇诗篇，是有关于上行之诗。
The Psalms of Ascent are songs that the Jewish people would sing as they made their way up to Jerusalem.
上行之诗是当犹太人他们到耶路撒冷朝圣的时候，他们边走边唱的歌。
And as they would sing these songs would help them focus on God in this long journey.
在他们走这个很长的路程当中，唱的这些歌能够让他们把他们的焦距放在神的身上。
You know, every one of us, we are on a journey, aren't we?
对于我们在座的每一个人，我们都也是在一个旅途上，是不是？
Because this is not our home. Our home is in heaven, and heaven is our destination. We are making this long journey towards God.
因为在这个地上不是我们的家，我们的家是在天上。天堂才是我们的最终的目的地。那在走这条路呢，是一条很长的路。
This journey is filled with difficulties. This journey is filled with distractions and temptations.
在这个旅程当中有很多的困难，也常常让我们会分心。
And I hope that this psalm that we're going to look at today will help us to focus on God, especially during this very busy and can be stressful holiday Christmas season.
我希望我今天分享的这一首诗篇能够让我们能够定睛在神的身上，尤其是在这一个很繁忙、很多事的这样的一个圣诞季节里。
Okay, with that in mind, let's read today's passage, Psalm 127. It's printed in your bulletin.
所以，那我们现在一起来念今天的这个诗篇127篇，在我们的bulletin 上面。
Okay, let's read first in English and then in Chinese.
第一遍我们念英文，然后之后念中文。
Verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
在前面一页我们有诗篇127篇1到5节，我们可以一起念。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，并不至于羞愧。
At first glance, this psalm, it sounds good, but it's difficult to understand.
我们乍看之下，这个诗篇看起来很好，但是很难去理解。
It starts with the imagery of a house and a city.
就一开始的时候，它的影像是房子跟城池。
And then it shifts to the topic of children.
然后就转到了谈到了儿女。
How it's a blessing to have a quiver full of children.
它就在这个箭袋有儿女箭袋满的时候，是有福的人。
So by the way, somebody at this time asked the question, well, how many arrows does it take to make the quiver full?
顺便提一下，有人这时候就在问说，要多少的剑才能够把一个剑袋给装满？
There are many people that come from families where there's only one child.
我们这有很多人是只有一个小孩的家庭。
Most of us come from families where two or three children.
大部分的人是从家里只有两个或三个小孩的家庭。
Is that enough to make a quiver full?
那是不是像两三个小孩就足够把这个箭袋给装满了？
Obviously not.
那当然是没办法的。
Personally, I think it takes five. Because I have five children. Okay, just joking.
Solomon 说他认为说要五个小孩才能把箭袋装满，因为他有五个小孩。
Why do we need so many children? This psalm tells us so that they can go to war for you.
为什么这个诗篇告诉我们说要这么多小孩，所以他们可以为我们去征战？
Now this psalm doesn't make sense to us, but back in those days, the readers, the Jewish readers, it makes complete sense to them.
所以在现在我们看来好像。这个不太有道理，但是在当时的犹太人看来，这个是非常有道理的一篇诗篇。
Bible history tells us that numerous times in Jewish nation, it was invaded by other enemy nations, where their temples, their cities were destroyed.
在圣经历史告诉我们，在犹太人在以前的日子呢，有很多次有一些外面的敌人，然后把犹太来入侵到耶路撒冷，然后把他们的人都掳走了。
And numerous times in their history, they've had to rebuild their home, rebuild their city, rebuild their temple.
也有很多的次，他们需要犹太人，他们需要重建他们的家，重建他们的城，重建他们的圣殿。
Look at this verse, Nehemiah. God called Nehemiah to rally his people.To rebuild, and as they did, look at the instruction that was given to them.
在那个耶利米书的时候，神让耶利米召集了很多以色列人，然后一起来重建这圣城。那在当中呢，他有给他们一个很特别的一个指令。
It says, "For those who carry materials did their work with one hand, holding a weapon." Each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked.
在这个经节里面告诉我们说，修建城墙的、扛抬材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器；修造的人都腰间配刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。
That's exactly what this verse, this passage is talking about. While they were building, at the same time they were guarding.
所以这个诗篇，这个经文告诉我们，当他们一边在建城墙的时候呢，他们也一边在守护着这个城。
And as a small, struggling nation, they're so weak and vulnerable to their enemies' attack. It made perfect sense for them to have many children that could go beef up their military to go and fight on other enemy nations.
所以在以色列这样一个小的，而且一个这样在挣扎当中的国家，对他们来说很重要，有这样的有很多的小孩可以来，他们外围有很多的敌国来虎视眈眈看着他们，所以很重要有他们要有很多小孩能够为了他们去征战来保卫这个家人。
So the question remains, how does this psalm speak to us? What does God want to communicate to us through this psalm?
所以现在这问题就是在今天这个诗篇对于今天的我们，神他要告诉我们，透过这个诗篇告诉我们什么？
I have outlined here for today 3 points. Number one, God wants us to take a look at our anxious toil.
在这里呢，我们有今天有三个重点。第一个是神他希望我们能够看看我们自己的焦虑与劳苦。
God wants us, number two, to be able to enjoy peaceful rest.
第二点是神希望我们能够来享受我们的一个平和的休息。
And then lastly, God wants us to see the importance of truth application.
第三点是神希望我们能看到这个真理的应用是多么的重要。
God has a message for all of us today through this psalm.
所以神今天有 在透过这个诗篇对我们都有一个讯息。
Let's look at number one, anxious toil.
让我们看第一点，就是有关于焦虑的劳苦。
Look at this passage, verses 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil.
在第一节和第二节讲，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然努力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
The word toil.
这个辛劳这个字
means intense, burdensome labor over a long period of time.
辛劳这个词就是在很长的一段时间很密集的工作，然后很劳苦的在来有一些负担的在工作。
And anxious, anxiety eats you up. It devours your soul. It saps your energy. It paralyzes you.
那焦虑的情形呢，它会就吞噬了我们个人，它会把我们的一些精力全部都给拿走。
And so you put the two words here together, anxious toil, that's like double trouble, right? It makes you cringe when you hear that phrase, anxious toil.
所以当我们听到这个焦虑的辛劳，把这两个字放在一起的时候，我们的麻烦好像是双倍的麻烦。当我们听到焦虑辛劳的时候，我们整个人都眉头都皱起来了。
We can relate to that because I believe here is a room, I believe full of people who pride themselves in working hard. Am I right? You're a hard worker, right?
所以我们在 这整个房子里面，我想大部分人都很骄傲，就自我骄傲说我们工作得很努力，所以我们可以跟这个经节可以能够连得上。
And I'm not surprised many people here are overachievers.
我对于我们当中会有很多是超过他们的成就的人，我也不会觉得很讶异。
And most of us do not want to admit it, but deep down we know that we are workaholic.
对，很多我们大家都不太愿意承认，但是真正在我们心里，其实我们都是工作狂。
I did a little research.And found out here are some of the signs of a workaholic.
所以我做了一点研究，然后这里有一些在这些所谓的工作狂的一些症状。
And I want you to kind of take a look at yourself and your life, the way you live your life, to see if you qualify as a workaholic.
所以我希望你们我现在要跟大家分享，我希望你们大家想一想，看你们自己。看你自己有没有这样的症状，你的生命当中你是不是这样的一个工作狂。
Number one, the state of hurrying. You tend to always be in a hurry and rush from one thing to another.
第一点呢，就是你一天到晚你总是在忙碌的状况当中，你常常一件事忙完了就去忙另外一件事情。
How many of you rushed to church this afternoon, right?
多少人是匆匆忙忙赶到教会的。
Number two,Another sign is you have a long to-do list. You tend to pack so much into your schedule. You tend to overcommit.
所以第二点呢，是我们有一个很长的该做的事情的一个表格。我们常常就把很多要做的事情全部都把它放到我们的这些行程表里面。
Another sign, you tend to micromanage. That means you need to have the tendency you have the tendency to control everything.
那另外一个就是我们什么东西都管，但我们希望说能够控制所有的一切。
Another sign, you are preoccupied with work, meaning your mind is always working while you're not working.
那另外一个呢，就是你脑子里总是想着工作，所以纵使你不在工作的时候，你满脑子还是工作。
You use your day off to catch up on unfinished work, you're always working.
在你放假的时候呢，你用那些放假日子来去做一些你原来没做完的事情，所以你就一直在做。
Work, another sign. You value work over your well-being. You work so much that you neglect your health.
所以再一个是我们工作，我们把工作看得比我们的健康还要重要，我们就一直做一直做，然后忽略了自己的健康。
Do you know some people that they don't know how to stop until they get sick? You know people like that?
你知道有一些人呢，他们一直工作，他如果不是生病，他绝对不会停下来工作。
Another sign, you have been warned to slow down. You've been told to relax, take it easy, take care of yourself.
下一个呢，下一个讯息呢，就是讯号呢，就是你常常有人告诉你说，慢一点，然后休息一下，让你休息一下，然后放轻松，照顾你自己。
Another sign is you tend to brag about your heavy workload. You brag about how busy you are.
另外一个呢，就是我们常常夸口我们有多忙，我们常常跟人家说，哎，我们好忙哦。
You say things like,Oh, I have so many vacation days saved up. I don't know what to do with them.
就像你会跟人家说，哦，我有很多假期，很多放休假，我都留在那个地方，我都不知道要去做什么。
I have so many meetings this last week. I have meetings every night of the week this last week.
上个星期我很忙，我有有很多会，我每天晚上都去开会。
Another sign, you feel guilty.When you relax,
那再下来呢，就是你在休息的时候，你会觉得很愧疚。
You feel like you need to do something. If not, you feel bad.
好像就是我一定要去做什么，我不做什么，我觉得很不舒服。
See, I have a feeling. I have a feeling. Many of us here, we are workaholics.
我有一个感觉呢，很多我们当中很多人都是工作狂。
But today's passage tells us that you know you can work.So hard, and you can give so much of yourself, but it is very possible that you can labor in vain.
今天的经文告诉我们，我们可以工作的很努力，我们可以工作很多，放弃很多东西，但是我们所做的呢，可能最后都是徒然的。
One classic example of this in the Bible is the tower, the story of the Tower of Babel.
有一个很典型的例子呢，就是在圣经里面。跟我们提到巴别塔的故事。
Look at this passage, Genesis 11:1-4. It says, Now the whole world have one language and a common speech. They said to each other, Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used bricks instead of stone, tar for mortar. Then they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves.And not to be scattered over the face of the whole earth.
在创世纪第十一章提到说，那时天下人的口音言语都是一样。他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那。他们彼此商量说，来吧，我们来做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石灰当灰羊。他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔。塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
See, there's so much going on in this story. There's a lot of excitement. You hear, hey, let's do this. Hey, let's do that.
所以我们在看到这个故事的时候呢，我们看到这整个故事是非常的让人很兴奋的。哎，我们一起来做这件事，我们一起来做那件事吧。
We also see unity.Teamwork in this passage, which is very important if you want to tackle a project.
这个呢，我们在这又看到大家很团结，然后很一致的来做一件事情。
And there's other good things, qualities in this passage, things like creativity. They were very creative in how to build this tall tower.
那在这个经节我们也看到呢，他们有很大的很多的一个。创造力、想象力，他们可以想象怎么样把这个巴别塔给建起来。
There's technology in this passage as well.
那他在这里面也有一些技术。
Of all these things that's going on, of all these human efforts, there was one thing that's missing.
我有这么多的人，这么多的努力都放到里面，但是中间少了一样东西。
What is that?
那是什么呢？
God was missing.
神不在里面。
In all their planning, In all their excitement, in all their scheming, God was never a part of it.
所以在他们这样的计划当中，他们的兴奋当中，他们的这些蓝图里面，神从来不是中间的一部分。
And you know the story. As a result, they ended up with nothing. All that work, they ended up with nothing.
我们都知道这个故事，最后他们做了这么多，到最后什么都没有。
The principle is very clear. No human effort, no human labor can accomplish much unless God's blessing is in it.
所以这个这边有一个很清楚的一个讯息告诉我们，在如果没有神他的祝福，我们不管怎么样做，做多少次都是枉然的。
So how can you apply this verse into your life?
所以对我们来讲，我们怎么样可以应用这样的一个经文到我们的生活当中？
Go to the next slide.
我们看下一个，下一个。
How would you fill in the blanks?
我们看一下你会怎么样来填这个空白？这个是说，除非神怎么样，什么东西都是枉然的。
Students, those the students here, perhaps you would say, unless the Lord gives me understanding, all my studying is in vain, right?
对学生来讲呢，在这学生来讲，他们会说，除非神让我了解，不然我所有的学习都是枉然的。
Those of you who are searching for a job, you might say, hey, unless the Lord provides a job, then all of my resume writing, application submitting is in vain.
所以对于在寻找工作的人来讲，你们可能会说，除非神他愿意，不然的话，我所神的祝，除非神祝福，不然我所写的履历表，我所寄出去的申请书，可能都是枉然的。
Those who are dating, you're in a relationship, perhaps you might say, unless the Lord is in the center of this relationship, then no matter how hard I try to hold this relationship together to make it work, it would not work.
那对于说有一些在正在约会的人，他们要能够跟他们有一个想要建造一个关系的时候，人际关系的时候，他们可能会说，如果没有神的祝福，不管我怎么样的努力，可能最后我也没有办法来保住这个人际关系，来保住这个关系。
For those of us parents, unless the Lord changes the heart of our children, all our parenting is in vain.
那对我们做父母的来说，我们说，除非神他来改变我们孩子的心意，不然我们所有的教导都是没有用的。
For those of us who are ministry leaders, Sunday school teachers, unless the Lord opens the heart of our people and soften their heart to understand God's truth, then all our teaching, all our preaching is in vain.
那对传道人，对主日学老师，还有在教会的一些领袖来讲，如果说神，除非是神开了他的这些大家的心，大家的眼，然后软化了大家心，不然我们今天所有的传道，我们今天所有的教导也都是枉然的。
See, the point is this, God is the one who gives success in all we do.
所以最在这里一个很重要的重点是，神他是给我们所做任何一件事成功的这一个来源。
Look at this verse, James 1:17. It says, every good and perfect gift is from above.
在雅各书一章十七节提到说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
It's interesting, the word house in the Bible is also referred to the house of David. It's a spiritual house.
所以在我们提到这房屋，在圣经里提到房屋的时候，它指的是大卫的家，也就是一个属灵的房屋。
And so children means God's kingdom, right? Children means evangelizing people into God's kingdom. Even making the kingdom grow is God's gift.
所以那在这里提到的儿女呢，就是指在 就是指属于神的人，是属于神国度里面的人，也就是我们传福音所得到的这些人。那这些人呢，也是神的恩赐所来的。
God is the source of that blessing.
所以神就是这一个祝福的来源。
Look at Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, "Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you the power to be successful."
所以在生命记第八章十八节提到，你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为获财的力量是他给你的。
See, it's the Lord who empowers us and sustains us. It's God who makes things happen.
所以我们可以看到，在这里是主，他让我们有能力，能够让我们成功。所以主才是真正成功的来源。
Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, "A person may plan his own journey, but the Lord directs his steps."
在箴言书十六章九节提到。人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
Another translation says, "It's the Lord who decides where their steps will take them."
所以有另外一个翻译的版本说，是主的决定，你要走哪一步，能够带领你到成功。
See, in other words, it's really not up to us, but it's up to God.
所以呢，这并不在于我们，而是在于神。
Someone describes anxious toil in this way. The definition, the prideful disposition of work that ignores the sovereignty of God over all things and seeks self-protection, provision and protection apart from the grace of God.
所以在有人是这样的说，他说呢，这个很焦虑的工作，它是让我们就是很努力的工作，但是完全忽略了神他在这里面的他所有的作为。
Mm-hmm. And so, do you know people that live their life as if everything is up to them?
你们有没有认识这样的人？好像他们生活当中每一样的东西怎么样都是靠他们自己的。
Everything is up to them, and they live with so much pressure, so much burden, because it's up to them, and they cannot make any single mistake.
所以有这样的人呢，他们活得很辛苦，他们觉得压力很大，然后有很多的焦虑，很多的麻烦，很烦恼，因为他们所有东西都是靠他们，所以他们连一点点错都不能出。
See, they live apart from the sovereignty and the grace of God, and therefore they need to be in control of everything in their lives.
所以呢，他们像这样的人呢，他们离神的主权还有神的恩典很远，因为他们所有的事都要靠自己。
God wants to say to us, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers, builders labor in vain.
所以神要是告诉我们说，除非是神来建造这个房子。不然我们建造的所建造的一切都是枉然的。
See, right here, it's time to pause and to think about our lives. Is God in the center of all our planning and all our dreams and everything we want to do? Is God in the center of it?
所以在这里我们停一下来思考一下我们自己，在神是不是我们一切所有东西，我们所见到任何东西的中心。
Or we already got everything, our lives all planned out, and we're simply asking God to come alongside and bless what we're doing.
或者我们就是自己都把未来都计划好了，我就是要这么走，然后我们只是请神来这里说，神，这是我计划好的，你就来祝福我就可以了。
Today, God wants to remind us it is possible to work so hard all your life but end up with nothing.
所以今天神要在这里来提醒我们，我们有可能工作的非常非常努力，然后做了一切的尽我们的一生来做这些事，但是我们到最后什么都没有。
God wants us to understand that our success comes from Him.
神要我们知道，我们今天的成功是从他来的。
See, when we understand that principle, number two, we are able to enjoy peaceful rest.
当我们能够了解到这点的时候呢，就是我们今天的第二个重点，我们就能够享受一个和平的休息。
Verse 2 it says, In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for God grants sleep to those he loves.
在第二节经文说，你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
In an agricultural society, the farmer had plenty to do during the day, but there's not much to do at night when it's dark.
在农业社会，这个一个农夫他早上有很多事情来在那边忙，在白天的时候，但是到了晚上天一黑了，他就没什么事可以做了。
And so, because there's nothing to do, might as well go to sleep and wait till God to cause the sun to rise the next day.
所以他们没有别的事做，就只有去睡觉，睡到神第二天让太阳再度的升起。
But the amazing thing is that while the farmer is sleeping, God is not sleeping. God is still working while the farmer is sleeping.
所以，但是很美的一件事就是，当这些农夫在睡觉的时候呢，但是神他并没有睡觉。当农夫睡觉没有工作的时候，神继续的在工作。
There's another translation of this verse, a little bit different. Look at this, next slide. Yeah, look at it says, "For he gives to his beloved even in his sleep." For God blesses his beloved even when his beloved.Is sleeping at night.
所以在这有另外一个翻译的版本呢，他是说，神他给他所爱的，在纵使他所爱的人在睡觉的时候，他也给他所爱的人一切的东西。
There is no need for the farmer to stay up at night worrying about his crops because God is making his crops grow when he's sleeping.
对一个农夫来讲，他并不需要在他没有一个需要说在晚上醒来在那里担心他所播种的东西，因为当他睡觉的时候，神让他的谷物继续的成长。
Mark chapter 4, 26, 27 A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how.
所以在马可福音第四章二十六到二十七节提到说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何会这样。
See, God makes things grow without the farmer's help.
所以神他让这些谷物成长，他并不需要农夫的帮忙。
And this is a good reminder for ministry, those of us in ministry as well. 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
所以这也让我们在做一些传道的人，做神事工的人知道，就是说，像在那个哥林多前书三章六节，保罗所说的，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
Many of us, we cannot sleep at night because we are worried.
我们中间有很多人，我们晚上睡不着，因为我们很焦虑。
We're concerned about our business.
我们关心，担心我们的生意。
We are concerned about our children.
我们担心我们的孩子。
We are concerned about our ministry.
我们担心我们所在教会的事工。
We're concerned about our future. We can't sleep. We can't sleep. We are worried. We are anxious.
我们对我们的未来，我们有一些焦虑，所以我们就没有办法睡觉，一直没有办法睡觉，我们就是满脑子的烦恼。
But God wants to remind us today that everything rests in His hands.
所以神要我们今天知道说，所有的事情都是在他的手上。
You might as well go to sleep.
对我们来讲呢？我们其实是可以去睡觉的。
See, when we're sleeping at night, it's more than just resting.
对我们来讲，当我们晚上睡觉的时候呢，不单只是休息。
But we're acknowledging that God is in control. We're not in control.
同样在我们睡觉的时候也是让我们能够了解到神他控制一切他掌管一切而不是我们掌管一切。
Look at this, the quote, the book Reset by David Murray. He says this about our sleeping. He says, by sleeping, we are relinquishing control and reminding ourselves that at least for a few hours, God actually does not need us.
所以在那个有一本书叫 Rest 是这一本书里面他有提到就是说当我们在休息的时候呢我们所以他提到说当我们在休息的在睡觉的时候我们是其实是要放弃我们自己的控制权然后来提醒我们说我们在那几个小时里面神其实他不需要我们
By closing our eyes at night we're saying God you are God and I am not
所以当我们把我们的眼睛闭起来的时候我们是跟神说神啊你是神而我不是
I trust you I worship you
我信任你我敬拜你
Because you are the powerful sovereign God
因为你是那掌权的有能力的神
Which brings us to our last point Number three Truth application
所以 接下来呢就是带到第三点我们提到的一个真理的应用
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, but I want you to not look at your cell phone or your Bible.
所以我现在想问大家一个问题，但是呢，在我问之前，请你们把圣经跟你们的手机都放下来。
So, next slide. Here's a Jeopardy question for you.
这是一个问题。
Who is the author of Psalm 127, the Psalm that we're studying today?
在诗篇127篇的作者是谁？是我们今天读的。
Okay, the answer, let's look at the answer.
答案是
Who is King Solomon? Okay.
所罗门王那谁是所罗门王呢
The wisest man ever lived.
就在有史以来最聪明的一个人最有智慧的一个人
Now this is a very important piece of information.
对这个讯息很重要
Now, even though we may not know the one who wrote this book, this psalm. Today's psalm already told us that it was King Solomon that wrote this psalm.
所以虽然我们不晓得，但是今天这个诗篇呢，我们知道是所罗门王所写的一个诗篇。
There are three hints that King Solomon wrote it. The first one is the word, the phrase in vain, in vain, in vain.
所以在这里面有三点呢，让我们知道这是他写的。第一个就是在这里用了很多的字，就是用虚空、虚空、虚空。
You know, because there's another book in the Bible that all it talks about is everything is in vain.
那因为圣经里有另外一本书，他所提到在整本书讲到的就是虚空。
It was King Solomon at the end of his life.He looked back at the end of his life, even though he did so much, even though he had so much, he said, no, everything is in vain.
所以就是在所罗门王他在最后他生命的终结的时候他回头一看他虽然他做了很多得到了很多但是他最后说不是的生命就是虚空。
And it's the same language that the Jewish readers, when they see the word in vain, they realize it's the exact same person.That wrote Ecclesiastes.
所以也就是这个用的字，这个虚空这个字，所以这犹太人他们了解到这个字呢是跟在传道书所用的这个虚空这个字是同一个字。
The second hint is the phrase "beloved of the Lord."
第二个呢就是这个里面句子提到就是说神所爱的。
And the beloved of the Lord came from the Hebrew word called Jedidiah.
所以神所爱的呢这个字是从希伯来文它有一个字叫做 Jedidiah 这个字而来的
Who is Jedidiah?
那谁是这个所谓的 Jedidiah?
Let's look at 2 Samuel 12 It says here She that's Bathsheba She gave birth to a son And they named him Solomon The Lord loved him And that's the word right there Beloved of the Lord The Lord loved himAnd because the Lord loved him, he sent word through Nathan the prophet to name him Jedidiah.
所以在, 萨摩尔记下, 12章24到25节, 提到, 拔示巴, 他生了一个儿子, 给他取名叫做所罗门, 耶和华也喜爱他, 就借着先知拿单赐他一个名字, 叫耶底迪亚, 因为耶和华爱他, 那这耶底迪亚就是Jedidiah。
Solomon's nickname is Jedidiah.
所以所罗门他的小名就叫Jedidiah。
Which means beloved of the Lord.
那他的意思就是神所爱的。
And that's when he said God grants sleep to his beloved, he's most likely interjecting himself into this psalm. It's very likely that he was talking about himself.
所以在这个诗篇里面提到就是说, 神让他所爱的能够安然睡觉, 他提到的他神所爱的, 他非常可能指的就是他自己。
Another hint that it was King Solomon that wrote this psalm.
还有另外一个, 另外一个提醒, 让我们知道说, 这个诗篇是所罗门所写的。
Today, Psalm talks about building, building, building. Let me ask you, did Solomon build anything in his life?
所以这篇里面提到很多建造建造建造, 那请问大家, 所罗门在他的生命当中, 有没有建了什么东西?
The most important single structure in the Old Testament, he built the temple of God.
所以在旧约的时代, 最重要的一个建筑, 也就是所罗门所建造的圣殿。
King Solomon wrote this song.
所以所罗门王写了这一个诗篇。
Now, I purposely withheld this piece of information up till now because I want you to take a step back. Look at the message of this psalm and the one who wrote this psalm.
所以我把这一点留到最后才跟大家分享, 就是我希望在现在呢, 我希望说大家退一步来看, 在这个写这个诗篇的这个人, 跟我们知道的这个所罗门王这个人。
King Solomon, the wisest man ever lived. He was a teacher. People had to come from all over the world to sit under his teaching.
所以所罗门王他是有史以来最有智慧的人, 所有的人, 很多人, 他们从世界各地来到他的脚前来听他的教导。
But this is the ultimate tragedy because he did not practice what he taught.
所以这是最后是一个悲剧, 因为他并没有做到他所教导的。
He did not honor God.
他并没有把荣耀归于神。
He was prideful. He relied on himself instead of relying on God.
他是很骄傲的, 他靠着自己,
he disobeyed God's instructions, God's commands. He did what he wanted to do.
他, 违背神,
he failed to fear God and honor God, put God first in his life.
他在, 他生命中的第一位,
and as a result, the kingdom of Israel under his leadership was divided and ended up plunging into 400 years of darkness.
所以在他的因为他的这样的行为，在他的带领之下呢，所罗门以色列犹太国呢，最后就分成了两个国家，而且有所谓的400年的黑暗期。
He was a leader. He was a wise person. He knew everything, but he did not put the truth that he knew into his everyday life.
他是一个领袖，他是最聪明的人。 但是他没有把他所知道的这些知识到他每一天生活中来实现。
And his warning to everybody became a reality in his life.
所以他对所有人提出的这样的警告, 最后变成他自己生命的一个反应。
He says, unless the Lord builds your house, your life is in vain, no matter how hard you work.
所以他说, 除非是神的祝福, 要不然的话, 你的生命, 你所建造一切都是枉然的。
But guess what? He was the builder that labored in vain.
你知道吗? 最后呢，他就是这一个建造者，说他所建造的一切都是枉然的。
Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 7:24-27. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock."
所以在马太福音七章二十四节，主耶稣基督他说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Verse 26. But everyone who hears these words of mine but does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
在二十六节又提到说，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Blessed are those who not just hears the word of God, knows the truth of God, but puts it into practice in his or her life.
那些听得到而能够去行道的人，他们是有福的。
Question for all of us is there an area of your life where you know what God wants you to do, but for some reason you're not doing it?
我想在这有一个问大家的一个问题，是不是在我们自己生活中的某一个部分，我们知道神要我们怎么去做，但是呢，我们却没有照着神要我们去做的而做。
May God help us not just be hearers of God's word, but be doers of His word.
求主帮助我们，我们不但是个听到的人，我们也是个行道的人。
Most of you know the story of this man, Dr. Kent Brantley.
我想中间很多人你们知道这个 Dr. Kent Brantley 的故事。
He is the American missionary doctor who was sent to Africa by Samaritan Purse.
由那个 Samaria Purse, 也就是我们做 Christmas Shoebox 的这个负责的那个机构，他所送到非洲的一个宣教士。
So he had volunteered to go to this country called Liberia to treat patients with this deadly disease called anybody?
Ebola,
right.
Ebola.
Which killed more than 10,000 people at that time.
他自愿的到那个 Liberia 去赖比利亚，他去有这个Ebola 这个病毒，然后已经死了大概有一万多人。他自愿做一个医生到那里去来医治这些人。
Well, you know the story. As he was there treating the victims there, somehow he himself contracted this deadly virus.
他去的时候呢，他在医治这些人当中。他自己也得到了这样的一个病毒。
And having treated so many people with the same symptoms, all the symptoms that had died.
所以他自己也经历了他所照顾的这些病人，很多人有同样的症状，到最后都死了。
And seeing himself now having the same symptoms, for example, he had bloody diarrhea and his eyes were all bloodshot.
所以他自己也看到他这样的一个病毒在他身上。中间包括他血，他的腹泻都是血，然后他整个眼睛也都是充满了血丝。
And when he saw those same symptoms, he knew that he was going to die.
当他看到他自己有这些症状的时候，他很清楚的知道他自己也将死亡。
And as he was there, quote unquote, dying, right? He prayed this prayer. He said, "As I lay in my bed in Liberia for the following 9 days, getting sicker and weaker each day, I prayed that God would help me to be faithful even in my illness. And I pray that in my life or in my death, God would be glorified."
所以在他最后他快要死的时候，在他感觉他在这死亡的过程当中，他做了这样的一个祷告。他说， 当我躺在赖比利亚的床上的时候，在过去的这几天当中，我越来越病得越来越重，也越来越软弱。那我祷告神来帮助我，让我能够在我生病的时候还能够非常的信实。我祷告，在我不论是我是生还是死，他我的神他的名都能得到荣耀。
Do you hear? Do you see from his prayer that he wants God to be the most important person, right, thing in his life?
所以当您听到他这个祷告，您听得到吗？他在这祷告当中，他要神成为他生命中最重要的一个人。
In my life, in my death, I want God to be number one. I want God to be glorified.
不论是在我生还是我的死，我要神是他是第一位的，而且他是得荣耀的。
And you know the story. The story was that by God's grace, he was eventually healed.
在这个故事里面呢。最后因着神的恩典，他得到了医治。
And he was very thankful to all the doctors and nurses that treated him, and Samaritan's Purse who were able to give him special treatment, send him back to America.
所以他在他后来得医治呢，他对这些医生、护士，还有这 Samaria Purse 这个组织，他都充满了感谢，因为 Samaria Purse 能够把他从在当地带回美国来医治。
But I want you to see how he ended his testimony. He said this, look at this. He says, but I want to make it absolutely clear. It was God who healed me. Yes, the doctors and the nurses all played their part, but my ultimate source of healing came from God himself.
所以呢，在他最后，他在做见证最后，他说了一些话。他最后说：“我希望大家都很明白的知道，我感谢这些医生，感谢这些护士，但是呢，最终救我的人是我们的神。”
Did you hear what he's saying here? He says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain."
所以你有没有听到他在这里提到？他说：“除非神建造房子，不然所有建造的都是枉然的。”
He says, "It's all up to God."
他说这决定权是在神的手中。
See, we need to have the same trust for our God because he is the one that saves, he is the one that sustains, he is the one that protects.
所以我们要在这里呢，我们要很清楚的知道神他才是这个保护我们的人，神他才是拯救我们的人，他才是在我们在我们身边环绕所有一切的人。
And the best thing that we can do before God is to submit ourselves to His sovereign hand.
所以对我们来说，我们能够做最好的一件事呢，就是我们能够来到神的面前，能够来顺服他，把我们的神做，他是一个掌管一切的神。
So as we end today's message, let's think about this question before God.
所以在我们今天讯息的最后，我们来思想一下这个问题。
Who is really the builder of your life?
谁是你生命中的建造者？
Are you the one calling all the shots, trying to control everything? Or is God the master builder?
所以你是在你生命当中是你是那个说了就算的那个人，要控制所有的人呢？还是神，他是你生命的建造者。
Is your life more characterized by anxious toil or by peaceful rest?
你的生命当中是充满了焦虑的辛苦呢，还是和平的休息？
When people look at our lives, do they see us doing all the work?Doing all the labor, or do they see God working in and through us?
所以当其他人看到我们的时候，他是看到我在做所有的工作，我做所有的努力，还是看到神的工透过我身上做出来？
I sincerely hope that every one of us we will learn to humbly submit to our God.
我 很真诚的在这里，希望我们中间的每一个人都能够谦卑我们自己，顺服在神的面前。
He is the maker of heaven and earth.
他是天地的造物者。
He is also the one who made us.
他也是创造我们的主。
He is the potter, we are the clay.
他是陶匠，我们是陶土。
So let him carry out his perfect will and his beautiful plan in our lives.
所以让求让神能够在他对我们这么美好的一个计划，能够透过我们在我们身上显现出来。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
我们天上的父，谢谢你让透过这话来跟我们说话。
Thank you for reminding us that.You are the source of all our blessings.
谢谢你提醒我们，你是所有一切祝福的源头。
Help us not to rely on ourselves, our wisdom, our strength.
帮助我们不要只是靠我们自己的聪明才智，靠着我们自己。
But help us to acknowledge that, Lord, you are the one who grants blessings.
让我们能够了解到你是那一个给我们所有祝福的这一个主。
Help us not to live our lives as if everything is up to us.
帮助我们不要让我们过着一个什么都以我们自己来决定的生活。
Help us to be reminded that you are the one who is in control.You are the savior of our lives.
帮助我们了解，你才是这个控掌管一切的主，你是我们生命中的救主。
Help us to keep that in mind as we celebrate this beautiful season of Christmas.
也帮助我们，让我们能够有这样的把这样的一个想法放在我们的心里，在这样的一个圣诞节的一个季节里。
Because it's because we need help. We cannot save ourselves. You, Lord, came to be our Savior.
因为我们自己需要帮助，我们没有办法救我们自己。主，你是我们的，你来到这里成为我们的救主。
Help us to acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior.
所以帮助我们了解，你是我们的主，是我们的救主。
Especially during this Christmas season.
特别是在圣诞节的这个季节里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.